Good morning. It is 8:11 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for our monthly update with the Caney City Library. Pam Ernest joins us. Good morning. How's it going?
It's going great. Good morning. Thanks for having us on.
Absolutely. So how are things going this summer at the library? What's things looking like for summer reading?
Oh my gosh, we have so much going on. We are right in the thick of our summer reading program, and July is just packed with fun activities and great programs. And we've got plenty of opportunities for families to stop in and enjoy the library. This year's theme is Unearth a Story, and it has us deep in dinosaurs, fossils, flying reptiles. The whole gang is in there. And then July keeps that energy going with brand new take and make bags every Monday. So we're continuing our dinosaur summer all month long. Each week has a different theme. We've got this week actually started us off with paleontology. Next week will be dinosaurs, and then we'll have flying reptiles and marine reptiles. And they're full of activities. You can stop by any day of the week and grab one while supplies last. Tuesdays are busy at the library. We've got story time from 3 to 3:15, and then Tuesday movies kick off at 3:30. And Saturdays, of course, are our classic story time at 10 a.m., and it's all dinosaur-themed all summer long. Friday movies are happening throughout the month with show times that vary, so be sure to check our Facebook or our website to see what's playing. And families with littles, mark your calendars. Friday, July 24th at 10 a.m. is Caney Stay and Play. It's our play group for kiddos that are 5 and under and they're grown-ups, and it's always a great time to socialize, play, and come burn off some energy. We have several special programs happening in July. Today, July 9th, actually kicks off with Junk Drawer Robots. That'll be from 9 to 10 a.m. And then at 11, it is Cookbook Club. So bring a dish, bring the recipe, and enjoy some good food and good company. Then Monday, July 13th at 6 p.m. is Book Club. There's no assigned reading. Just bring whatever you're into right now or an old favorite that you like to share. Wednesday, July 15th is Science Club from 3:45 to 5 p.m. That's led by retired science teacher Mrs. Cheryl Fentress. And this month they're talking roller coasters, which is pretty exciting. They're going to design and build roller coasters. They're going to investigate the role of potential and kinetic energy in the design. And they're going to answer questions like, so how long can your roller coaster be? And how many hills and curves can you have? And can you make your marble loop the loop? So since this is a little bit more of an intense program, we did have to place an age limit on it. It will be for children from 3rd to 9th grade. And then Thursday, July 16th from 10 to noon is Minecraft. That is for ages 6 and up. Now, seats are limited for that, so be sure to get in and sign up early. Saturday, July 18th at 2 p.m. is Paranormal Club. That's assisted by Bordertown Paranormal, and we talk about local legends, lore, and all things strange, and that's always a fun one to come to. July 23rd at 10 a.m., we'll have a soil conservation program. And we'll be learning how to grow our own cover crop monsters. That's presented by Montgomery County Conservation District. And then Tuesday, July 28th at 6:30 p.m. is our library board meeting. And as always, the public is invited to attend. We do have our weekly regular programs, too. We've got chair yoga every Monday and Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. We have coffee on Thursdays from 8 to 10 a.m. We have senior programming, which is every Wednesday from 2:30 to 3:30. And this month, we're going to include a lot of volunteer days to help with summer reading. But we also have bingo, and then we will have our fifth Wednesday bingo on July 29th. And just a quick reminder, our hours are Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday from 12 to 6, Thursdays and Saturdays from 8 to 2, and we are closed on Sundays. So be sure to check our Facebook and website for updates, movie schedules, and all fun things for summer reading.
Fantastic. Well, it sounds like it is it's going to be still lots of summer left here for summer reading, and I know it's always fun to kind of challenge yourself, even if you're an adult, to maybe read a little bit more in the summer if you have a little more downtime. I know in Coffeeville here they're kind of doing like that community summer reading challenge, so it is kind of neat to challenge yourself to, hey, if you haven't picked up a book in a while, why not give it a shot?
Absolutely, and you know, I didn't mention, but we do still have our summer reading bingo going on, and that's for adults as well as all age groups, you still have time to pick up a sheet and sign up to win some prizes.
And how does that bingo work if someone's not familiar with that?
So we have a bingo sheet that we made up. It's got different things like read with a friend, or, you know, read under a tree, or, you know, choose a book on a biography or someone. I know one of them is like choose a book on like Kansas history, like prehistory. So, you know, it's just a bunch of little things like that. And, of course, our free spot in the middle is to come in when you're in the library and tell our library cat, Luna, tell her hi.
Hey, fantastic. Well, that's easy to do. So hope that folks can check out everything going on at the Caney City Library. Pam, is there anything else you'd like us to know here today?
I think that's it. We want to thank you for having us on, and we really hope everybody has a fantastic day.
Wonderful. Well, we really appreciate you joining us here and look forward to chatting again soon. All right. Thanks so much. That is Pam Ernest with the Caney City Library. On the way, we do have our extension report from Benton County. That is coming up here in just a moment. And then we will be getting into another news update for you. We'll have after that a quick early bird edition of Open Line after our Words of Inspiration program and Farm to Fork. And then at 9 o'clock, 9:10, we'll get into our update from Coffeeville's Reawakening, Coffeeville Friends of Animals at 10:10. And, of course, don't forget, we're going to be broadcasting live from the Cherryvale Youth Fair, 8 to 10 today. That's over on US 98, and Matt will be giving us some updates here on the Mighty 690 as well. It's all coming up here on KGGF right now. We do have 76 degrees at 8:17, and some showers and storms moving across into Missouri right now, and kind of along I-44.